You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
In the midst of central government telling local government to amalgamate and facilitating a by-election, the Dunedin City Council is currently gathering as much information as possible from surveys, interviews and administrative data to plan for the housing needs of North Dunedin. The suburb many students and other Dunedinites call home is the subject of a council effort that aims to put out an evidence-based assessment of future housing demand, current supply and any planning or infrastructure constraints that may affect growth in the area. Joining me to talk all about this, the population changes of Dunedin, housing needs, and this new North Dunedin survey is Deputy Mayor and Councillor Cherry Lucas. Good morning to you, Cherry. How are we?
I'm great. Thank you, Zach. Good morning to you.
Oh, it's great to have you in the studio. You're joining the first timer club here on Breakfast, so Ka pai.
Ka pai. There's two radio stations in 2 months. I've been a first-time caller, a long-time listener. So
true. Was the other one ORFM? Perchance?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, was it?
It was ZM when they were here doing the bald race up Baldwin Street.
Oh, right, right.
Yes.
Did you have any commentary on that?
A little.
Positive, negative?
Absolutely positive.
Absolutely positive.
We
okay,
love getting
great.
National radio down here as well.
We do, even though sometimes it feels like we're a little bit ignored. I had a very silly question. Is cherry short for anything?
No, cherry. Cherry like the fruit. Cherry like the fruit.
Are you a fan of cherries?
Yeah, I am. My favourite fruit.
So you're fortunate that you're named after something that you like.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because I can't imagine what it would be like if you're named cherry and then you hate cherries.
Exactly. It would be horrible.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
It'd be terrible. Absolutely terrible. As well as you being named cherry, you're undertaking a walk 50 kilometres this May, the non-profit fundraising challenge, and you've chosen to donate to those with incurable breast cancer. You've gone above and beyond by setting your walking goal at 100 kilometres. How are you getting on with that?
Oh, I've had a slow start to the month. But it's a really good cause. So many of us are affected by family and friends with cancer. So, if you can do a little bit to raise awareness, I think it's an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, a bit of a slow start. We've had a busy start of the month at council, so I haven't walked as much. I like to get up early and walk. Yep.
Yes, as I mentioned before, the central government telling you guys to amalgamate. If anyone reads the ODT, there's a little bit of a drama happening with a certain councillor. We don't have to get into that.
No. 90 days to reorganise local government.
Yes, and there's also a by-election
and
going
a by-election. We'll know on Tuesday.
Goodness gracious. Yeah,
it is. In our world.
It is. And there's also the survey for North Dunedin. Are we seeing the survey only for North Dunedin? And is the intention of the survey to provide and bake in better housing opportunities for students?
Absolutely. This is just focused on North Dunedin. This plan, we want to look at what the demands are for the next 30 years to make sure there's enough housing and what students actually want.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm a mother of students, so I've seen plenty of flats, they've been in Castle Street,
the
George
good, the bad,
Street, Leith, Clyde, I can name them all. Mm. The good and the bad, and, sometimes you want lots of backyards, sometimes you want parking. We want to hear all about that.
Uh-huh.
Do you want flats that, 5, 6, or do you want 3, 2? We need to look at the demand and what students are actually wanting, so we plan appropriately for that.
Mm, and how to balance those needs with, I guess, the population changes, which are happening, and they've been happening for a while.
Absolutely, population changes, and there's more coming to the university and the polytech. So we need to be able to accommodate them and what you guys want.
Completely. Touching on the population growth of the city, in the housing predictions framework from 2019, the DCC were aware of a growing Otipoti population, which was reflected in the 2022 housing plan, where you highlight that the city is growing by an average of 1,400 people a year. Are we still on similar growth levels there?
Yes, we are. We're still on similar growth levels, but the growth level here in North Dunedin is as higher proportionally than the rest of the city, so we need to accommodate that.
For sure. I know that part of that growth is fueled by the increase in living costs in places like, Wellington and Tamaki Makaurau. Yeah. But as this government sort of came through, there's lots of jobs that have been lost in Wellington. Accordingly, rents have gone down there, and if not, they've increased here. Are we seeing that affect our population growth in any way?
I was at a meeting in Christchurch last week and they said something about 50,000 people have moved from the North Island to the South Island in the last relatively short period of time.
Wow.
So we are seeing them coming south.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
The trend continues.
The trend continues.
Okay. How has this growth stressed our housing and in particular with the North Dunedin area?
Well, I think in North Dunedin, and you probably know better than I do, is that students are having to move out more than that natural area, if you think, say, from the hospital to the Botanic Gardens. Mm. That's kind of been the normal boundary for students, and I think students are having to move out a bit further because of the growth.
True. Uh, I honestly, I mean, I've been in the Northeast Valley for the past 5 or 4 years, and that's been pretty chill.
Yeah, I played it in Chamber Street. I loved it.
Where,
yeah.
Sorry? Chamber Street.
Chamber Street.
Oh, lovely,
yeah.
Area. Yeah.
So I know Northeast Valley. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. The 22 housing plan I mentioned before highlights that an aging population is a challenge for the housing needs of the city. Does that affect North Dunedin very much?
Not so much. The elderly don't tend to live in North Dunedin. They more live on the, like we call it, on the flat on South Dunedin. And of course, Mosgiel, they like the flat. That's mm-hmm. that's tends to be where they like to live.
They congregate.
Yeah, they congregate.
Because
yeah.
I know that there's like a few families who live around the student area.
Yeah, there are a few families. Yeah.
The exception, not the rule.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Has this survey started? And if so, what have you heard back from students and other North Dunedin residents about the housing needs?
Yes, it started already because it finishes on May the 22nd. So we've already heard things so far. And we're also hearing from like developers, and there's some cost and feasibility issues that they're hearing about, and whether... You know, some of the students say we want to keep the older villas. We love the older villas, but kind of a mix up in certain areas with some more, say, let's call them higher rise, you know, 2-3 storey apartments, maybe more. So there's kind of a mix around, and we just need to make sure that we get that mix and that balance right, and then also have the infrastructure to support it so that when you flush the toilet, it goes away, and when you turn the tap on, the water comes in. So we need to make sure we've got that infrastructure to support more housing.
Totally. This is actually mentioned in the Dunedin Future Development Strategy from 2024 to 2054, where the DCC and Otago Regional Council outlined that a major barrier to residential intensification in North D is that the main interceptor sewer needs to be upgraded. What are the other major challenges when it comes to building up and intensifying the area?
I guess it's for the developers to make it affordable, because it's still got to be affordable for the students. So that's a big issue, and that they can, you know, some of our planning rules in terms of like height restrictions and what we call site coverage, so that you can't build over the whole section, which I know a lot of students don't want that. They want to have the backyard. They want to have some off-street parking. So some of those rules that we're hearing about is like, how can we help to get, you know, what students want and what makes it worthwhile for developers as well. It's about balancing.
And how can this survey lead to, you know, warmer, healthier homes in the student quarter? Because that is a huge, huge problem with North Dunedin.
It's a massive problem. And as I said, I've got kids who are students. So I've been inside many, many flats, and some of them I can't believe that students even rent them. Well, obviously, newer homes have to be built to the standards, and we're obviously, you know, we need to work with the landlords and with MB, who are the enforcers, to make sure that all homes meet the healthy home standards, because I know not all of them do. I mean, I've seen them and they don't, and we want everybody to live in great houses and want to be here. I mean, it's part of the student life to have a great flat and enjoy it, and we want that to continue, but we need to ensure that happens here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of this as well, but with the healthy home standards, there is sort of a loophole for heritage homes that were built maybe 100 or 130 years ago that don't have that can't be accessed for floor or wall insulation. Yeah. Are those the sort of houses that students are saying they want to keep? Or when you say old villas, are those sort of not in the periphery?
Well, I think it's in general they're saying we like that old villa style.
Right.
And how can we kind of keep the mix without losing it? Because we don't want to lose that great vibe that is the, you know, student flats. You think of Castle Street, that's got that great vibe. So how do we balance that and having healthy homes it's a tough question. And that's what we want to hear from students. We want to hear actually what you guys want, because you're the guys who are renting them, and so I think this is a great study to hear actually what do the students want.
Have you heard from like OUSA, the residential representative
there?
Yes,
absolutely. Had a great conversation with her, absolutely.
Cool.
And OUSA did a survey maybe 2024 about what students want, so that's feeding that in as well. So it's a real, you know, we want to be evidence-based, gather all the data and make decisions based on the evidence. So that's what's really important for students to have their say.
Totally. And how can they have their say on this survey?
Okay, so there's lots of posters with QR codes that they can scan all around the uni. There's been flyers dropped in lots of mailboxes. They can go online. We've got staff down at lunchtime in the union, fill in the survey. I think they're giving out the chocolate fish if you fill them in there and then. You go in the draw to win a $100 New World voucher. Fulfilling the surveys, and you can go in on the DCC website and click through and fill it in on there. So, I mean, it doesn't even take 5 minutes. It's pretty quick.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me and talking about the housing Very, yep. very important topic these days.
Absolutely.
Do you have any final thoughts, words or opinions to leave our listeners with?
Absolutely. And if students want better housing options in the future, this is a real chance to have their say. And we really encourage, you know, to get involved by completing the survey, because we really want to hear your thoughts.
Amen to that. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Alrighty. That was Sherry Lucas, Councillor and Deputy Mayor of Dunedin, talking about a new Dunedin City Council survey aimed at getting the opinions of people over in North D, what they think the area needs in terms of housing developments. We've got Koi's.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.